Just a few halachot in the laws of Kiryat Shema. Maran writes in halacha Samech Aleph, halacha Chavdalet, Sarich lekrot Kiryat Shema b'ta'amim, kemo shehem b'torah. Many people are not careful with this, but Maran really holds the Chav Tehillah, one's supposed to read the Kiryat Shema with the proper ta'amim, ta'amim mikra. Specifically, has to be careful to make the Sof Pasuk where it is in order that the Kiryat Shema makes sense. That's why it's a very great obligation that every parent makes sure to teach his children Ta'ameh HaMikra in order they can not only read Sefer, but so they can do the mitzvot of Kiryat Shema in the proper way. Maran then writes in the next siman, Samech Bet Halacha Bet, Yachol Lekrota Bechol Lashon. Kiryat Shema can be read in any language, but you have to be careful, even when you say it in another language, the Kiryat Shema, from the slang of that language, from the words that are really not words, the slang words that we call them. And then it says, so when you're reading it, let's say if a person reads the Kiryat Shema in English, Maran holds, you have to be just as meticulous in the reading of the English words than you would be in the Hebrew. Comes the Mishnah Berura, and he says, when you read in a foreign language, you have to understand the language. This applies even to tefillah, amidah, berkat hamazon, as well as other berachot and halel. However, that's the law. But the most preferred way to read the Kiryat Shema, even according to Shulchan Aruch, would be in Lashon HaKodesh. Then the Mishnah Berura says that he writes, "Debiyamenu, in our time, af mitzad adin yesh lezer sholo lekrota b'lshon acher ki im b'lshon hakodesh." In our time, you should only read it in lashon hakodesh. You should not read it in any other language from the law. Why? Ki yesh kama vekama tevot she'enanu yodaim ech la'atikam etev. There's certain words we don't know how to interpret correctly. For example, he says the word v'shinnantam. How would you explain that word? Yesh bo kama biurim. The word v'shinantam can mean that you should teach your children v'shinantam lebanecha, but the Gemara's doresh on the word v'shinantam sheyu devrei Torah mechudadim b'picha. Melashon shinun. Shinun is sharpness. The devrei Torah should be sharp on your tongue, that you should be able to answer somebody a question immediately right when he asks you the question. So how are you going to explain that in English? By saying it in Hebrew, you include all interpretations. When you say the word v'shinantam, it includes all the interpretations of Hazal. But when you say it in English, you're limited to only one interpretation. Or for that matter, how do you interpret in English the word et? Et is an auxiliary word. V'ahavta et. That word usually just is a helper word. Or for example, a correct interpretation of the word letotafot. How are you going to explain totafot in English? And therefore he comes along and says, v'chen b'tfilah, v'chen b'berkat razov v'kidush ashar berachot. Better, he says, to read it in lashon hakod. That's the halakad l'ma'aseh. One should be meticulous and only read these mitzvot in the Birkat in the Lashon HaKodesh. Last halacha, Maran and Gimal. Sarich lashmi'a le'ozno ma shemotzi b'piv. V'im lo shmi'a le'ozno yatza. U'bevat shiyosi b'sfatav. A halacha that again most people are neglectful on. When one reads the Kiryat Shema, he has to say it loud enough that his ears are able to hear it. Like the Gemara says, Shema Yisrael, Shema. Which means you have to let your ears hear what's coming out of your mouth. Not like many people, they rely on the Hazan. He says it out loud, everybody follows in a low whisper when they're reading from the Siddur. That's not correct. It means when you're saying the Kiryat Shema in the synagogue, you should hear like a low murmur from the entire Kahal. B'di'avad, if a person doesn't say it out loud, as long as he cut the words with his lips, he said the words, he's Yotzeh B'di'avad. I want you to know, according to the Avad, this is a mitzvah deoraita, to say the Kiryat Shema out loud. It has a source from the Torah. And according to the Sefer Hasidim, if a person said the Kiryat Shema, ve'lo shmi'a le'ozno, lo yatza. Mishnah Berurah, the Biur Halakha says, how could that be lo yatza? The Gemara says yatza. So it could be what the Sefer Hasidim means is lo yatza mitzvah mena muvhar. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah in the best way. That's why a person has to be careful. Number one, with ta'amim. Number two, Belshon HaKodesh. Number three, Sarich Lashmi'a le'ozno.